We will move to the next item, which is the report of the Education and Content Services Committee. And I give the floor to Geoffrey Doucy.
Thank you, Chairman. If I could refer to agenda item four. Firstly, we welcomed Marco as a new member of our committee, and we very much look forward to the contribution from Shindoe going forward. He participated, as other trustees participated in the meeting, but he'll join us formally going forward. The first matter that we considered, and I must say that at this stage we're not asking any decisions to be taken by the trustees, the first thing we considered is whether or not the activities of the Education Committee and the education activities within the Foundation are being effective, and our view is yes, they are. And indeed, the plan going forward for the balance of 2012 is continually being updated to ensure its relevance, and again, we were comfortable that that plan is appropriate and reliable. We note that there are potential significant changes as far as one major activity, that of in North America. It's likely that we will not be holding a significant IFRS conference in North America. But on the other hand, we are looking at conferences in other jurisdictions, including Mongolia. We also are looking at the effectiveness of the conferences that are being run and therefore providing a level of accountability, both as far as the standard of presentation but also the content of presentation. And the committee is very comforted by the fact that at this stage, the external observations of our conferences, that they are rated extremely highly. As far as the Education Advisory Group, again, our observations are that this is an important advisory group. Again, it is effective. We do have two members of that advisory committee that, for their own circumstances, are no longer able to complete their roles, and so therefore we've supported the recommendations of the staff to make two formal appointments and potentially a third appointment. Hopefully that third appointment will be confirmed also. So, Chairman, as far as the education activities, that's what I'd like to report upon. I'd invite Miranda to and Alan to add any further issues that they may wish to before I turn to content services. Thank you.
Miranda, Alan, nothing to add.
So, therefore, perhaps before...
Any questions on this part of the report? Any comments on the first part of the report? Okay, Geoffrey.
Thank you. In relation to translations, whilst it's not directly a matter of translations, you recall that in years gone by we've looked at the issue of whether or not the jurisdictions throughout the world that are indicating adoption or a journey towards adoption of IFRS, whether or not our own legal relationships with those particular jurisdictions is consistent with their own purpose, I suppose. We are in the process of aligning that exercise, in particular utilising the work of the major firms and their own understanding of where various jurisdictions are along the journey, and to reconcile our own legal relationship with those jurisdictions to ensure that indeed we do have the right structure. That's incomplete, but I think it's fair to say that there has been a significant advancement on that project, and that is a matter that's going to be brought forward to our July meeting for further attention. As far as translations into the dialogue, Latin America, that's further advanced. Russian, you recall that Russia have fully adopted IFRS, and so therefore the progress in respect of Russian translation, I think, is important. As far as trademarks, it's fair to say, again, with our new addition of Nicole Johnson, who's taken over from Ken Crichton, one of the focus of Nicole is to undertake an audit of our intellectual property to make sure that, indeed, as appropriate, we have the right level of cover. We need to be sensible and commercial as to the extent that we take on that cover. But that audit is in process, and again, that is a matter that we brought to the July meeting with, a very formal update, and that is a matter that we'll certainly bring to the attention of the trustees in July. The web, the attitude of Nicole and her staff is that we can make significant improvements to our web. So again, that's in process, and I think that there will be significant improvements there. Lastly, Chairman, before I turn to Verrata to deal with the production process review, because I think that's some very important news there, is that both at the due process committee and to a lesser extent our committee, there was discussion about XBRL and the likelihood that indeed there is levels of misunderstanding out there in the marketplace as to what our people believe is occurring with an XBRL and what other external agencies. And so we do believe there's a necessity for a form of education. But at this stage, that's now back with the management team to, I guess, better consider where we should be taking XBRL, which committee should be involved in that aspect of education, whether or not it should be due process where XBRL is currently naturally sitting, but whether or not we can support due process and take on a role in education. So, Chairman, I'll just now turn to Miranda and invite her to speak on the area of, in essence, the expansion of our content services.
Thank you. Just to clarify, once the standards have been written, a very important part of getting them out to our constituents is the publication process. And we've been reviewing the process with the technical team and looking at how we can improve the speed of delivery of our written version, of our electronic version, of our translated versions. And over the course of the next few months, we're proposing to enhance our processes and effectively to deliver more quickly on the very important standards that we're publishing. So we're looking at our production process in with a view to improving the overall time frame and ensuring that the quality of all of our different media is as high as possible.
So, Chairman, to conclude, as far as our agenda for July, apart from the items that I've mentioned, we've asked Michael Wells to consider the relationship that we currently enjoy with key stakeholders, in particular the World Bank. They've been extremely supportive for our activities, supporting us financially and also supporting us emotionally as far as taking some of our educational activities out into various regions. We wonder whether or not there's the potential to make that relationship somewhat more mature and more formal, and so we've asked Michael to have dialogue with the World Bank and bring that back to us in July. So, Chairman, that's the conclusion of my report.
Thank you, Geoffrey. Any comments, any questions on this report? I see none. Okay, thank you, Geoffrey.